John Aloisi, who joins us on World of Football tonight. Good evening, John.
Good evening, guys. Thanks for having me.
They say never, in sort of showbiz, they say never follow a kid or an animal act. Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had Ross on, and he was fantastic. So I wish you all the...
Are you saying that he's a kid or an animal?
It's funny. As a Melbourne Victory fan, probably a bit of both. No, not in the slightest. He was just really... We spoke about the women's game, of course, because of Ross's involvement with the Matildas, and he really just shone a light on how difficult it is for those girls to pursue their football dreams in a framework of excellence, given the pennies that are thrown at them. So we knew it, but he gave examples and comparisons, and no surprise that the US and Japan got to the top. But John, other business with yourself and reintroduction at the top level of coaching in A-League company, I think couldn't be a better marriage, I think, than Brisbane and John Aloisi. It reads well. What are the early steps like for you? How have they been?
Oh, they've been really good. I've got a good bunch of players that, you know, great professionals that are willing to work. And, you know, the first two and a half weeks have been, you know, great for me. And I can see that the boys are motivated. You know, last season was a disappointing season for them. You know, they've tasted success in the past, and you know, they want to taste it again. So it doesn't take much for me to motivate them. They're ready to work, and they can't wait for the season to start.
Johnny Zappa here. Thanks for joining us. How's the mood at the club? We know that there's ongoing speculation about the ownership. What's the latest situation there, and how do you focus the players' attention on what's happening on the pitch and not off it?
Yeah, well, that's the first thing I said to the players. Look, Brisbane Roar will be around no matter what. It's a club that's been here from the start of the A-League, and I know for a fact that they'll be here for the long term. So what happens off the pitch, we can't really control, as you know, the football, the coaching staff, and also the players. But all I can say to them is, you know, focus on our job, and that's playing football and training and getting prepared for the A-League season coming up. And I'm sure that the club will, you know, sort itself out, and whether new owners come in, whatever happens, that we know that there'll be a club here. And all I can do is create a good environment for the players. And the players have been good. They haven't complained. They've just focused on training, and they're working really hard. And you know, a great distraction for them to have a game like Liverpool on Friday night.
John, you saw some pretty extraordinary scenes a couple of years ago when Liverpool played Melbourne Victory here in Melbourne at the MCG. What's the build-up been like in Brisbane ahead of Friday's game? Is it a sellout, and are you expecting something similar?
Yeah, expecting something very similar. You know, I was lucky enough to be there, Dave, and it was a night that I'll remember, because, you know, listening to the fans sing Never Walk Alone, I even think the Liverpool players couldn't believe the atmosphere. And on Friday night, it'll be very similar. You know, 55,000 at Suncorp. Everyone knows what that stadium is like. It's, you know, very close to the pitch. And to have everyone sing that song, I think that the players will remember this night for the rest of their careers and the rest of their lives. And so it's an experience for Brisbane Roar players, experience for the fans, the club in general, and you know, it'll be something that you know, I'm looking forward to and can't wait.
I think there was pressure maybe 3 or 4 years ago when we were lucky to get one guest team visiting a year. I think that there was a pressure on the home team or the team that they were playing to almost be party to the party. But given how many teams we've had come in recent times and the fact that they expect to win and lose on their travels, I think it takes out, am I right in saying, the notion that it's anything but the goal is to win, whereas in the past I'm not sure whether that was 100% the case.
Yeah, look, yeah, the goal is to put on a good performance, and you know, we are preparing for the season, and we know that, you know, even though we're playing against one of the biggest clubs in the world, that we're still preparing for the A-League, and we want to, you know, put on a good show, but mainly we're just focusing on what we're trying to do. And I, no matter what, who Brisbane Roar play against, Brisbane Roar will play their style of football and their way, and that is to try and take the game to the opposition. And it's going to be a good test for the players and a good opportunity to show what they can do against some of the best players in the world.
Basically, what I'm saying is, I'm sure that you'd beat Liverpool in normal circumstances, and you don't need to pull any punctures anymore and save their embarrassments. Just go out and beat them.
Yeah, that would be nice to beat them.
Simple.
Look, we'll go out against any opposition and try and win the game. And we know it's going to be tough. We know that they're a great side, and they'll be preparing for their season, and they want to put on a good show for their supporters. But our players will want to prove, not only to themselves, but to the rest of the world, that the A-League is moving up and they're capable of matching it against any opposition, even though it's going to be, a really tough one of the best teams in the EPL, and, they want to prove to the world that they're going to be competing at the top of the Premier League this season.
Johnny, no doubt you're searching the world for signings to boost your squad. One of the players you've brought in, Jamie McLaren from Perth Glory, I think one of the most exciting prospects we've got in the A-League. You must be very happy to have him at the club. Will he play on the weekend against Liverpool?
Yeah, he'll play some part. Jamie, he arrived a little bit later than the rest of the group, so a little bit underdone physically. But, I'm extremely excited about Jamie, because I've been following him now for quite a few years. First of all, when he was at Blackburn Rovers, Vince Grilla mentioned, that we've got a young striker over there. When he arrived here with Perth Glory, I was very impressed with his movement. He didn't score a lot of goals that first season, but impressed with the movement of the striker. Then last season, without playing a lot of games, he proved that he's a goal scorer, and he's still only 22, so there's a lot of improving in Jamie, and I think that we're lucky to have such a promising striker, and I know he will score a lot of goals if we set up enough chances for him.
And how many more additions will we see to the squad, John? How many more spots to fill? And have you got any more visa spots left?
Yeah, we have got a few visa spots left. Enrique's out for a little bit with ACL injury. So we've got a couple of visa spots still to go. We don't just want to sign players for the sake of it, because we need to. We want to make sure that adding to our squad. We've got a strong squad as it is, but there's a couple of positions that we want to strengthen, and I think that if you do that and we get the right players in, then we've got a squad that can compete for the title.
I think everybody would accept that last year was out of the ordinary for the brilliant Brisbane Roar. As we said at the top of the interview, John Aloisi comes to the club and reinvigoration is expected. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, John, and all the best for being part of the showcasing of football against the mighty Liverpool upcoming for your club.
Thanks a lot, guys.
John Aloisi there.